You are listening Learn Punjabi Like a Native podcast. In this lesson, I'll teach you a Punjabi slang, panga, how you can use this slang in speaking. But before I start the lesson, I want to tell you, if you want to know about what is the difference between Punjabi word appa and assi, then you can go on my YouTube channel and check my latest video there. So you will know what is the difference between these two words. The link of the video in the description box. Anyway, let's get started. Hey, what up everybody? This is Amrinder Singh. Today we are going to learn a Punjabi slang, panga. Panga means a messed up situation or a bad situation. The another meaning of panga is like when we compete with somebody, like two teams compete each other. So we use in that situation panga. So I'm gonna teach you how to use this slang in sentences. So it really depends on the situation. For example, you are driving and you break the rule. Let's say you cross a red line. You know you fucked up. And now you know you are gonna get a big ticket. In that situation, you would say panga pay gaya. Panga pay gaya. Another example, you can say main bahar nahi ja sakda, corona virus da panga pya vega. Main bahar nahi ja sakda, corona virus da panga pya vega. It means I can't go out because of the coronavirus situation. I'm gonna say it again slowly. Main bahar nahi ja sakda, coronavirus da panga pya vyaga. In another situation you can use it. For example, if two teams gonna compete each other, then you can use this slang. Like Chelsea da Arsenal FA Cup de final ch panga pay gaya. So it means Chelsea going to play against Arsenal in FA Cup final. Another example, LA Lakers da Miami Heat naal final ch panga pay gaya. It means LA Lakers going to play against Miami Heat in final. You can also use this slang if you have argued with somebody or you fight with somebody. So when you argue with somebody or fighting with somebody, it's kind of you are competing with them. You can say kal mera market ch kisi naal panga pay gaya. Kal mera market ch kisi naal panga pay gaya. It means yesterday you fought with somebody at the market or you had argued with somebody. Let's learn how to use this slang in the past, in the present, and in the future. In the past, you would say panga pay gaya si or panga pay gaya. But remember, if you want to use panga pay gaya, then you must need to mention the time. It was yesterday, it was another day, or it was in the evening, when it was. You must need to mention the time. Because if you won't mention, then it's going to be considered as a future. I'll tell you how next. So if you don't want to mention the time in the past, then you need to use panga pay gaya si. You need to use si at the end. Alright, now in the future. If somebody say panga pay gaya, it means it's going to be happen. It's already fixed, it's inevitable to happen. But if I say panga pauga, it means it will happen, but it's not fixed. It's not necessary to be happen, it could be a cancel. So it is a general statement for a future, panga pauga. So in present continuous tense, it's going to be panga pya vyaga. It means it's still going on. I already gave you example like a coronavirus da panga pya vega. It means the coronavirus situation is still going on. So in this situation, you would say panga pia vyaga. This means still going on. So that is it, guys. I hope you learned something new today. I'll be back with another lesson in another day.